Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are continuing on in the Psalms. We're up to the 43rd Psalm. As I mentioned earlier, the 42nd and 43rd Psalm were likely one Psalm at some point in time. There's always big debate among academia related to such things. And the reason we think it, and I suspect it might be true, is because on the 43rd Psalm, there's no title given to it, which is we've seen before, so that's not, you know, conclusive or anything like that. But then the terminology, the phraseology, even the subject matter are all the same. And even the way that he says something here at the end of this that he's already said twice in the 42nd Psalm, you know, why are you in despair, my soul? Put your hope in God. The reiteration of that sort of makes you think that it likely is. But, you know, it really matters not. Nothing to separate fellowship over and get in a big fight and a big debate or anything like that. So here's Psalm 43. It's a very short psalm. I think it's 5 verses long. Listen what the psalmist says. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me. And so the psalmist is saying what? God, I'm innocent of this. Defend me against these ungodly people. Defend me against the deceitful, the unjust. ESV and New American Standard say, vindicate me. And boy, that's a sort of an aggressive term right there. The Lexham in the King James says, judge me. The idea being this, that God knows what the truth is. God knows that the psalmist is innocent and that the ungodly are coming against him. And so the psalmist is saying what? Hey, God, you deal with this, okay? You judge this matter in this situation, okay? One definition of that word means to govern. So you judge it, you govern this. And it does mean to vindicate, to punish. Okay, you punish those, the ungodly ones that are coming. And Lord, I ask that you will deliver me. Verse 2, for you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? So this is the same kind of thought that we saw in the 42nd Psalm, the previous Psalm. God, what are you waiting for? You know, where are you? I trust in you. I know that you are my hope. I know you're my salvation. But he's actually using this term rejection. Why have you cast me off, as the Authorized Version says? He feels like this. The psalmist feels like he's been rejected. And he says, I'm mourning, and I'm mourning because of the oppression of my enemy, and I'm waiting on you, Lord, to come and judge me, to vindicate, to come and deal with this. Verse 3, the psalmist says, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. And so the idea behind this is like he's in darkness. He says, I need your light. I need your truth. I need to be led by you. I need to know what to do. Bring me to your holy hill. Lord, I need to be in your holy presence, literally your holy mountain, and literally in your dwelling places. Lord, I need to be in your presence. Well, this is what the psalmist is crying out for. So who is the psalmist? Well, we're not told at the beginning of it, but if it was a part of the 42nd Psalm, then it's the sons of Korah. Okay, the sons of Korah. And so they're crying out to God. Say, God, do this. Lead me to your very presence. Verse 4. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God, my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre. O God, my God. And so it's picking up this idea we saw in Psalm 42 of desiring to go into the presence of the Lord, likely going into the temple. Okay, going into the temple of the Lord. And to do so, go for the altar, sacrifice to worship the Most High God. And he calls God his exceeding joy. Exceeding joy. Not just joy, but surpassing exceeding joy. And he says, I will praise you with lyre, O God, my God. Last verse, verse 5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. The exact type of phrasing that we saw at the end of the 42nd Psalm. We actually saw it mentioned twice in that Psalm. But it's a very vivid picture for us of what we as humans experience, even those of us who are believers, that your soul, the seat of the emotions, where your emotions are, that they will trick you up. They'll trip you up, trick you, okay? They will cause you to be in turmoil. And he says, my soul, and he's speaking to his own soul, to himself, why are you in turmoil within me? In other words, I've got to think about this. Why am I in turmoil right now? Because my hope is in God. And since my hope is in God, I must rest and must trust in God. So he speaks to himself and says, why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God. Because you know why? I'm going to praise him again. I can praise him right now. I will praise him again at his temple. I will praise him again in his presence because he is my salvation. He is my God. So what am I going to believe? Am I going to choose to believe the ups and the downs of the emotions of my soul? Right here, he says, why are you cast down? The idea that means, why are you in despair? So why are you in despair? Why are you in turmoil? Why are you disturbed and disquieted within me? You know, why is that? Well, because I'm choosing to go along with that. I'm choosing to believe that lie of the soul sometimes, you know, lie of the enemy a lot of times. I'm going to hope in God because God is my hope. I'm going to praise God because he is my salvation. And not only my salvation, but he's reiterated this several times in the little five verses right here. He is my God, my exceeding joy. Oh God, he kept saying over and over, vindicate me, oh God. So the psalmist is making this decision within the spirit and within the mind of what? I choose the hope that I have in God. I do not choose the turmoil of the soul. I choose the hope of God. Now, often we go, well, that's great. I've done that and I chose. But then like 10 minutes later, I'm in the same place. Choose again. That's the truth. Just choose again. Choose repeatedly over and over and over and watch what the Lord does. Well, again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode.